When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Do you remember last week we were chatting about how new mums can feel very, very lonely? And even mums with a couple of kids under six or under three or under four can feel very lonely, and they can sometimes feel a bit abandoned by their friends. And we're talking about how friends don't just go up and knock on the door anymore. They don't just ring anymore. And that being young and being a new mum can be very lonely, even if you're very happily married or very happily with their dad or whatever. It can still be really, really lonely. We had a good conversation about that with Jane Hogan, who, as a mother of seven, I wouldn't have expected her to be lonely, but indeed she is. It prompted a call from Stephen. Stephen is dealing with his own loneliness at the moment. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Very good.
Yeah. I think we all have to battle loneliness. In our own way, we all have it. The reason why I rang on Friday was because your interview and your responses were absolutely spot on and excellent. I have to congratulate you on that. But there was just one little thing that I thought could be laid over the top of it, is that the effects of the COVID lockdowns really, really is still being felt by people that aren't quite as extroverted as the likes of me and you. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. You lost your wife, what, 3 years ago? So that would that have been during COVID, yeah?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it was very difficult. But, you know, we were there all the time at home with her, and then 10 days in hospital with her. So we were very lucky to have that opportunity when many, many people didn't. Many people just saw their loved one go into a hospital and they saw their last day. And we were lucky to be able to go in, stay with her 24 hours a day. She had cancer, and she was in the Mercy. Not fantastic in there. So I have two children, and I've moved on very well in many ways. I had to lower the pump into the well of life, much lower to pump out, you know, the life energy into them, and they've got into the various phases of grief and moved on and recovered quite well, I think. 3 years on, one of them's 22 and she's nearly finished her degree in teaching, and the other one's 26 and is finished his degree and is now instructing snow skiing this very minute in Austria.
Wow, that's diverse to say the least.
Yeah.
You had time to prepare for your wife's passing, I take it, from what you tell me. How long had you?
Two years leading up to it. And
it doesn't make it any easier, though.
No, it doesn't, in many ways. But look, it's when it happens, you sort of have to accept it, because you can't keep on saying it didn't happen, which is the first phase in many ways of grief, in a denial. And once you've recognize what the phases of grief are and you can see where you are, you can deal with it. You know, you can deal with the phase. And it keeps on coming back. It actually does. But I'm well on the recovery side, and so is my two children. So are my two children, sorry. So it's At the time, though, you just have to sit there and go, how did that happen? You know, it's like the ship got sideswiped by a massive wave and huge tsunami, and you're just waffling downstream, and, you know, you have to turn the ship into the waves and batten down the hatches and tell the pump crew to go to the bottom of the ship and start pumping, lads, because we're going to hit another wave.
There is no preparation for that level of loneliness, is there?
There's not really. There's not really. I mean, what I do is it's a bit strange, though, compared to what some other people do. I just jump out of my skin and change, which is a bit weird for other people to understand. But, like, I didn't have motorbikes for the best part of 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 2 years, I've bought 53.
53 motorbikes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some fantastic motorbikes. I met some fantastic people. I've got a vintage car. You pull up into a petrol station, fill it up, and everyone says you're in a car. You pull up in a motorbike, and they're all, what's that? Oh, wow. You know, they want to talk to you. And it warms people up.
Were you a biker back in the day, or is this totally new?
No, it's not totally new. I had 6 motorbikes before I left Australia. Only 1 road bike. But what I've gone and done is bought the identical bikes that I used to have, virtually, and the ones that were missed out on in the next 30 years. I have a Z13. Now, anyone knows what that is. That was the fastest bike for 10 years. 6-cylinder, 1300cc Kawasaki. And I've just got another bike being built by a friend of mine. And if you know the Tom Cruise film where he was leaning over the tank with the aircraft going past him in Top Gun?
Yes.
Well, that was a GPZ 900R, okay?
Right.
A lot of people think it was a GPZ 750 Turbo, but it wasn't. The Turbo came 3 months later, so I've gone and bought a GPZ 750 Turbo, and I get that in 2 months' time.
Was it through motorbikes that you met your wife? I know you met her in Australia.
Not at all. No. She was a nurse out in Tennant Creek, in right in the middle of Northern Territory, and I was putting in power stations, gas turbines, and all sorts of equipment in power stations. And our paths crossed in Northern Territory, and she came back here, and I followed her back about a year and a half later, okay. Which is a completely weird story.
Go on.
Well, I had a big, thick pencil and a small piece of paper, and I wrote to her and said, would you like to meet in Listenvana, not knowing where Listenvana was or what was all about. I didn't think the letter would get to her because I just stuck it in the post to Mairead O'Brien of Drew, Mitchelstown, and I thought there must be a postcode. I even tried to ring. Couldn't get through. Very funny story. Very funny.
And you eventually just got on a plane, was it?
Well, she wrote back. She actually rang up and wrote back, and I said, yeah, I'll be there if you want me. And she said, yep, come on over. So met me at the airport, and here we were 29 years later.
Right, married for 20.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
26. Wow.
Something like that. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Stephen, you've since discovered that you have Irish roots, have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, my great-great-great-grandfather stole a horse from Nathaniel Wed, Esquire of Trumpington, Cambridgeshire in 1809, and he went out on the ship, and he ended up in Tasmania after leaving the first settlement in Melbourne, and met Mary Hambleton, who stole a watch in Dublin. And once you have Irish in your family, it never leaves. And my grandfather married an Irish woman from Mitchelstown.
Hold on. Your grandfather met and married a woman from Mitchelstown.
Yep.
And then you went on and met and married a woman from Mitchelstown.
Yep, two generations later.
What are the chances?
Exactly. And I know, I can tell you the house she came from. I can show it to you.
That's
amazing. I only found out 6 years ago.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it? So my theory before we were talking about how to get on with loneliness, really, and is very simple. If you fill your hands with things to do, your mind is full of what your fingers are doing, and whether it be knitting for children's bonnets, which I know an elderly lady does, and she has a great time doing that, or whether it be fixing motorbikes or going water skiing. It doesn't really matter. If you're doing something for other people or for yourself, just do it.
Yeah.
Move the fingers, keeps the brain going. If the brain's going, especially if you're helping other people, if helping is one of the keys I use, that gets you through.
I had a friend who lost his wife to cancer, and one of the last things she said to him was, find someone else to love. And that's what you're trying to do.
You can't stop trying, can you?
Yeah.
You can't stop trying, can't stop living.
Yeah.
It's not inappropriate to want someone to talk to.
She said it to him, don't be alone. Yeah. Find somebody else.
Yeah, and it's not inappropriate to find someone to want to talk to, It's the best thing about having someone to talk to is someone that person probably stand up and correct you when you're doing the wrong thing, because we all do the wrong thing. We're human. And you put your hand in the air and say, look, I do the wrong thing. No problem, I do. But I'd just like someone around myself that would say, look, you're doing the wrong thing, Stephen. Fix yourself up, and then you do, because it's out of respect for them and you and your people that are with.
You were telling the lads you're on Tinder.
Well, it's one of those things you do when you're in this world, but I struggle with it. I do. It's very shallow, You go along and you click on the phone, you go, oh, what's this all about? I'd rather meet someone that knows someone. The old dinner party scene from 30 years ago is much better. And that's where I find today's society, as you were saying, people just don't even pick up the phone. What's that about?
That brings us all the way back to Friday. They don't pick the phone up.
It's desperate. It is desperate. They won't pick the phone up.
They look for permission to call you. They won't go to the house.
Yeah, and it's not just societal. This is impounded by COVID. We didn't have people visit us, and we were hanging out of the windows. Maid was sick as a dog. People not even calling because they were scared to give her COVID. Well, she was dying, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even call. One person ran away when I opened the doors. The fear. She came and knocked. Threw some flowers on the door and ran away. And I said, you can come in if you like. No. And they're sort of saying, no, I don't want to give COVID to anyone. But Ray was just sitting there waiting for people to visit, looking at me.
You think COVID damaged us in a way that we're only beginning to recognize, Stephen?
Yeah, and I think we need experts to help us. I really do. I think there should be government programs helping us get over this.
On many, many levels, this has been a fascinating conversation. I wish you well in your future.
Thank you. You'd love my motorbikes.
I'm sure I would. Send me a picture.
I've got a Chips motorbike. Can you imagine?
From the television show.
Yep.
Get off.
Rev 2.
And Poncherello and... Oh,
yeah, I've got his bike. Basically, I've got the bike that he was riding. Not from the actual program, but it's basically the same type of bike. But I've got one in my lounge room, but I can't think of the name of it. That leads you to the next question.
You've got one in the room.
Yeah, that leads you to the next question.
I'm running out of questions. Go on.
Well, you should ask me how many motorbikes have I got in the house.
Yeah, you said you have 53 in total. How many are actually in the house?
Seven.
In the house?
I might have taken one out. Yeah. I've got no one telling me to take them out, so... And they're on wheels. They only take 20 seconds to get them out the front door if I had to, so... It's no big deal, really.
Stephen, I would love to talk again sometime. I wish you well in finding someone to share your time with. Thank you so much for this conversation.
No worries, mate. Thanks, PJ.
You're welcome.
Cork's 96 FM.